Believe that. I'm not opposed to that. But he reaches a point in his presentation where he teaches that the Sunday law comes before, or I mean that the impersonation of the personation of Christ by Satan comes before the Sunday law. And we're just going to cut in on his presentation so you can hear him say this, and then we're going to comment on it.
Millennium and the Sunday law come together. They go hand in hand. Does it appear to us, beloved, that we could be running out of time? Does it not appear that there is a possibility that the temple millennium and the Sunday law may be in vogue next year? If you think that sounds like things are closing in on you, here's another that is even closer. Before the Sunday law that comes about the same time as the temple millennium, before the Sunday law, Satan personates Jesus.
Now, brothers and sisters, what's been revealed to us is for us and our children forever. And I don't know how this pastor reached this conclusion. I know that I can speculate how he did it, because if you take the passages where Sister White speaks about Satan personating Christ, you'll find that in some of those passages, not all of them, that one of the things that he's doing while he's personating Christ is forcing or putting pressure on the nations of the world to accept a Sunday law. And I say it specifically that way. If you go to all the passages where Satan is portrayed as personating Christ, you'll find that he only is portrayed as putting pressure on the nations of the world to bring about a Sunday law. So I have a hunch this pastor may have read those and said, well, it's obvious Satan comes before the Sunday law. But it's only the nations of the world that he's portrayed as putting pressure on. And the reason for that is because the Sunday law comes first in the United States, and then Satan personates Christ. And the Sunday law comes first in the United States, and then the other countries in the world follow her example. Satan comes in to the picture personating Christ when